You're listening to Martian Gardens. My name is Max, and you're listening to episode 871, hour 2. We'll start this episode, hour 2, with Todd Dockstader and Musique Concrète, called The Traveling Music from 1960, included on the Todd Dockstader collection called Apocalypse on Starkland Records. We'll hear a very brief piece for four theremins performed by Lydia Kavina, composed by Percy Grainger in 1936, Free Music Number 1 from Mode Records. We'll hear electroacoustic music from a Bolivian composer, Chicaruma, from Nicolas Suarez Izuhir, and that's on OO Discs, Desde el Otro Lado, music from the other side. Following Chicaruma from Nicolas Suarez Izuhir, 1994 electroacoustic piece. We'll hear also from R. Weiss of Pittsburgh in his piece called From Excitable Audible, which is called Casserole and Singing Bowl, which I was inspired to play by the similar kinds of sound sources on Dockstader's traveling music, which comes up forthwith. Todd Dockstader, Traveling Music from 1960. Thank you.
Chachachi. Utatam Dasiri.
Ma Anoter Aromar Atistam Ogar. Wawana Kamauki Waspan.
It is Raira Rakin Sari. Rairan Daniwa.
Taika Paro Noverak. Anon Shilapawa.
Takichimaman Biko Sistara. Ukamaraki Wahachata.
Saram.
Saram.
Hutam. Hutam ist itam.
Ma anuteha arumach achistam. Ukaha wawana kamau hiwaspan.
Chidis haira hakin sari hairan taniwam.
Taikaparu nuireha anun hilapawa.
Ia.
Ia.
Uta.
Sa. Ha.
Ia.
Ia.
Ru.
Uta.
Ku.
Ia.
Uta. Ia.
Sa. Ha.
Anu.
Anu.
Uta.
A. Chi.
Ru. Anu.
Anyu.
Uta.
Chi.
Anyu.
Anyu.
Uta.
A.
Anyu.
Ru.
Anyu.
Ha.
Puku.
Hani.
Ikhani.
Puke.
Una.
Ist unke.
Puk ist un
puke
iske
un
puke
iske
iske un puke iske. We'll be right back.
That's Robert Weiss from Philadelphia. That's Robert Weiss from Pittsburgh and his piece called Casserole and Singing Bowl from his Excitable Audible CD. Robert Weiss, or R. Weiss as he calls himself. That's Music for Objects and Sampler. We started with Todd Dockstader and his Musique Concrète piece called Traveling Music, completed in 1960, included on a 1993 release, Apocalypse, on Starkland Records, music of Todd Dockstader. Then from Lydia Kavina, we heard her performing a piece for Four Theremins, Percy Grainger's Free Music No. 1 from 1936. That's included on Lydia Kavina, Music from the Ether, on Mode Records. We then heard from Nicholas Suarez Azuia, and he's a composer from the Andes, from Bolivia. And that's a piece, Chicaruma, about the Native American, the native language of the indigenous peoples of the Andes in that part of Bolivia. And that's included on Desde el Otro Lado, music from the other side, electroacoustic music from Latin America, released on OO Discs in 1998. And we ended with Excitable Audible from Robert Weiss. That piece was called Casserole and Singing Bowl. We'll continue with music from Tim Brady and from George Crumb. About 20 years ago, when Martian Gardens started to shape up. It wasn't called Martian Gardens quite yet, but I was developing my interests for what Martian Gardens would become. And at that time, one of the CDs that came my way was Tim Brady's Revolutionary Songs. And the title piece for that CD with his ensemble Brady Works is called Revolutionary Songs. Music inspired, Tim Brady says, by the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989. He just was inspired to write a song cycle of revolutionary songs. And this was completed in 1993 and recorded here in 1996. Tim Brady told me recently that he wasn't satisfied with the original mastering of Revolutionary Songs, which sounded fine to me, but he sent me a CDR of remastered Revolutionary Songs from his studio in Montreal. The one we'll hear is the first one, called The 12, which is a bitter reflection on the Russian Revolution by Alexander Blok. And I've got a link to that poem on the Martian Gardens blog, which is Martian Gardens blog. That's the new Martian Gardens playlist site. This was composed by Tim Brady and features soprano by Natalie Paulin. And this is, again, from Brady Works. Revolutionary Songs, The 12. And we'll follow this with George Crumb and a piece for flute and percussion called An Idol for the Misbegotten. You're listening to Martian Gardens. My name is Max, and again, the Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog, and you're listening to episode 871, hour 2 of Martian Gardens.
Oh, doesn't know what it's all about. That banner, for God's sake, so many yards of cloth. How many children's shirts it would make. These Bolsheviks will be the death of us, I
la la.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 871, hour 2. We just heard from George Crumb. That was called An Idol for the Misbegotten. That featured Rachel Rudich on flute, with David Coulson, Paul Herrick, and A.J. Matthews on percussion. That's from George Crumb, Complete Crumb Edition, Volume 17 on Bridge Records. We started before George Crumb with Tim Brady, Revolutionary Songs, a song cycle performed by Brady Works, featuring soprano by Natalie Paulin, and that was recorded in the winter of 1996 in Montreal. The text was by Alexander Block, the poem The Twelve. That was originally released in 1996 on Just in Time Records. Tim Brady has remastered it in 2009, although there was no plans that I know of for a reissue, though they're still available. Revolutionary Songs, Tim Brady, and Brady Works. We'll end this Martian Gardens hour with music from Glenn Cochi. He used to be, or still is, the percussionist in the band Wilco, and we'll hear a piece called Haunted Dance from his Adventureland CD on Cantaloupe Music. Glenn Cochi to end Martian Gardens Hour 2, Episode 871. The complete playlist with details and links are at martiangardens.blog.